State police have now taken it as an order because the complainant in this case, Mr. Ano Isaac of house number B80/B15, already at Angata, reported to the police today at about 8 o'clock in the morning that yesterday, 12 of this month, at about 11 o'clock p.m., Wang Yao and the others were in charge of a low loader vehicle which was cutting an excavator machine to an extra gold mining concession at Kukuso near Kwabim. That on reaching a section of the road between the main road junction and Kukuso village, they were reported to have encountered personnel of the Operation Vanguard Task Force. The operator and other occupants on the vehicle all abandoned the vehicle with the engine running at that material time, but found nobody on board and still could not be traced. This is the complaint that the man gave to the police. So when he reported the case to the police, police quickly, accompanied by the complainant and then some town folks, had a search party, went to the local sinko or the scene of crime that the man reported to the police and found an abandoned mining pit. The divers among them dived and then were able to retrieve four people in an old mining pit. In the name of those people, those four people, Alhaji, name 22, Idrisu, Isifo, alias Danjima, age 38, and Titi, age 32. Their full names are here to ascertain. They were all wearing t-shirts and pair of trousers. At the moment, the police found the dead bodies with blood and foam oozing from their mouths and nostrils. And then the bodies were then being prepared to be sent to police hospital for preservation and autopsy.
Deputy PRO of the Eastern Regional Police Command, Inspector Gideon Boaten. Residents in the area say they are unhappy with the situation and have called for swift investigations.
Masa, one out the car, dear Chiana, and also there be no senior, your spectacle for Bede, and the Echi, and was a sign of Sedia, Munina, Tomujina, one on Machi Womb, or pray down in the catcher and say, Masa, I have such a fool, and was sending me to Kaide. Abba.
Meanwhile, spokesperson for the Operation Vanguard Task Force, Major Gariba Paddy, has denied that members of the task force were involved in the deaths of the four men.
Our guys in the Eastern region, the farthest they went was Akrofufu, and it is alleged the issue happened at Boma. Our operations are said that we have timelines for when we can go on night operations, and it is alleged it happened in the night towards dawn. We are in there from Akrofufu to Boma. It is three different villages apart. Our guys went to Akrofufu, and then their operation started between 12:30 to 17:30 hours. So I would like to speak categorically that this information we are running it. It is false. Our guys are not involved. Our guys did not go to the area that is alleged that four people have been drowned. And it's alleged it happened in the at dawn, in the night of towards dawn. We didn't get close to that place.
And that was the spokesperson of the Operation Vanguard Task Force, Major Gariba Paddy.
And still on Galam, say government's anti-illegal mining task force Operation Vanguard has arrested 105 suspected illegal miners and arraigned them before various courts in the country. The miners were arrested in illegal mining areas in the Ashanti, Eastern and Western regions within a period of 2 weeks. The task force also seized some equipment from the miners. The commander of the Joint Task Force for Operation Vanguard, Colonel William Ijapon, told Radio Ghana that the team is poised to work more to achieve government's resolve to end the Galamsey menace.
The Operation Vanguard, as you know, took off about 12 days ago, and it's gone very, very well. We have had a series of operations, and we have had shock success in all this. Let me say that as we speak today, in terms of arrest and seizures, we have been able to arrest a total of 105 suspected illegal miners. The last person to have been added to that number was our first female suspected illegal miner, who was arrested in the Amansea West district in Ashanti region.
Is the person a Ghanaian?
He's a Ghanaian. Amafrema, a 35-year-old 2 hills from the Obuasi town, but he was arrested in a town called Datano, where he was operating with his male colleagues. On the approach of the patrol, the male bolted away and she couldn't do likewise. So we have him in police groups now, and hopefully she'll be processed for cause. So we have a total of 105 people who have been arrested. And then if you have ever been to a Galamsey site, and you can imagine what 105 aggressive, recalcitrant, adamant illegal miners can do within an hour. It is quite a great success for us to have been able to get to this fire. There have been a number of equipment that have been seized also. A number of them, apart from excavators, we have a lot of what has become known as shamfans. These are platforms built where the illegal miners have everything on board, more like a house, and they operate on the water bodies. So that is where we are now. And all these 104 people are being processed, and they are at various stages in police custody, various stages of investigation and prosecution processes.
Commander of the Joint Task Force for Operation Vanguard.